I would say one of the important things is to understand your cross-border exposure, because different jurisdictions have different standards. European data privacy is much more high. Even within the United States, California has different data privacy from other states. So if you are an organization, for example, of a Latin American financial institution that has correspondent banks in Europe and the United States and maybe Asia, you need to understand what the demands of those different jurisdictions are in terms of data privacy, data sharing, antitrust, you know, all of those kinds of things. So it's certainly going to increase some of the cross-border risks in dealing, not like we always think of cross-border risks as the United States, you know, having high standards going into Panama with low standards or to in places like Latin America, dealing with the U.S., Europe and say Japan, they have to understand what the different standards are in those organizations, or they might have trouble with breaching something with one of your correspondent banks.